President Trump hits his first 100 days in office on Saturday. Here in Sonoma County, the supervisor, Linda Hopkins of Sonoma County, has already passed her first 100 days. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is 5th District Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. What's been the biggest surprise to you about this job?
You know, I guess it would probably be the floods in the Russian River, which I think would be a surprise for anyone who, you know, had just taken office and suddenly found herself confronted with, you know, so basically I was sworn into office and then 8 days later, the Russian River reached the highest height that it had seen in a decade.
Yep.
And so, you know,
and not just once either.
You know, right in the thick of it. Yeah, so we actually had 4 flooding events over my first couple of months. And so really just what really surprised me was actually how quick and efficient government can be in an emergency. So it was actually a really empowering experience because I felt like I got to sort of see what staff can do when we're faced with a crisis and the help that we can provide the community and the way that we can mobilize.
Yeah, if you can transfer that efficiency over to other aspects of county government, that would be fantastic. You know, one of the big issues, of course, for the West County, which you represent, is the site of the homeless shelter and possible medical facility out on Armstrong Woods Road. There's a lot of contention about that site.
There is, definitely. And so that's why, you know, one of the challenges, again, with actually government, and this is an instance of government moving very slowly. You know, it was about 6 or 7 years ago that there was a report published about, you know, the need for homeless services in Guerneville and identifying possible locations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in the meantime, feelings in the community have changed. And so some of those original site locations, you know, people kind of wanted us to take a step back and look at other alternatives. So that's why I actually had a second meeting after sort of an initial meeting in March. Just had another meeting on Monday night where we presented the community with 5 different options and then also had a station set up just to receive feedback and to solicit even alternative ideas and alternative proposals. And I've got some meetings scheduled with smaller community groups who've kind of organized themselves around the issue to talk to them in a more intimate setting. So I'm really kind of soliciting community feedback. You know, this is a conversation that we need to have because we are facing a very significant homeless population
no
in
question.
The Russian River area. It's actually 3 times the rate of the homelessness that we see in Santa Rosa. If you look at sort of, you know, when you're comparing year-round permanent residents to shelterless residents, it's actually 3 times the rate out in Guerneville.
Yeah, and with regard to that particular site, number one, there's an expiration date on when the county might be able to purchase that site on Armstrong Woods Road. And a lot of people, the issue that they have with it is that that site is very close to a school.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's about sort of a third of a mile, I think between a third of a mile and a half a mile. And interestingly enough, the original report, which was known as the RASAD report, back in, you know, 7 years ago, actually the top 3 locations identified in that report were 3 of the top 4 were actually closer to the school than the location on Armstrong Woods Road. But there are definitely some strong feelings about that and about sort of the safety zone around the school. And so that's why we are looking at alternatives and trying to come to I don't think there'll ever be a perfect consensus because this is a tough issue, but, you know, trying to get a little bit more of a broad cross-section of support from the community and really just getting an opportunity to hear their concerns and let that guide the solution process going forward.
And are you finding in these meetings, Supervisor Hopkins, that there is openness in terms of the information that you're putting out versus sort of the heartfelt feelings that are present there?
Yeah, you know, there is definitely openness. I think one of the challenges is that people are so frustrated. You know, this has been a challenge that the river has faced really for decades, but more, I think it's come into sharp relief in the past few years to the point where a lot of people don't feel safe, to the point where, you know, we still do have about 1 person per month dying, you know, really directly of exposure and sort of, you know, homeless complications associated with homelessness. So it's really kind of an emergency situation in the river, and I think that the river residents feel as though county government has ignored this problem for a long time. And so getting back to that, you know, can government be more efficient and can government be more engaging and interactive with the community? I sure hope so, because I want to come up with a plan to address this and really start to take action this year. You know, let's move forward. Let's bring the community together. And yes, we could spend all day long talking about problems and sharing our frustration, but let's move past that frustration and into how are we going to address that frustration? How are we going to make our community a better place?
Well, Linda, it's a developing story, and we hope to be in touch with you again soon to find out what the latest circumstance is with that particular thing and supervisory issues in general. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely.
And
have a great day. Thanks so much for having me.
And congratulations on your over 100 days in office.
Thank you. Take care.
That's 5th District Supervisor Linda Hopkins.